It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas. Are you ready? Have you been naughty or nice? Will Santa be good to you? Will he be bringing you oranges and candy? Or lumps of coal and switches for spankings? Can you imagine a parent actually doing that to their child? I suppose Santa Claus, that inclusive, merry old man, follows the traditions of each country he visits. In the U.S., Santa Claus likes milk and cookies. All children leave him a plate of cookies and a nice glass of milk so he can refresh himself on his journey. And you wondered why Santa is fat? Ho, ho, ho. In France, today, Christmas Eve is the day for celebrating. Tonight, French families will gather around the table and have a big festive meal together. That comes after the children have been hidden away somewhere, usually in the kitchen, for their dinner, and Santa sneaks in and puts the presents under the tree. Then the adults come racing in and say with great amazement, "Father Christmas came!" And that's the end of the kids' dinner because they race to the tree to see what Santa left for them. All that's over in my extended French family. All the kids are teenagers now. Of course, it's still a wonderful evening, although I rather miss those kiddos with their bright-eyed wonder. So I still leave out milk and cookies. After, of course, eating a few of them and drinking some of the milk, and then I pretend that Santa came. My 14-year-old Mathilde just rolls her eyes at me and laughs. But she would be very disappointed if her stocking was not filled with silly little gifts from Santa, something the French Santa Claus does not do. That's an American Santa Claus thing. And here's an RFI English thing.
Okay, everybody.
Okay.
Salil, Aiden, get over here, you Scrooges.
All right, let me get
you in. You give the top to the pop.
Ready?
What's the script?
Merry Christmas, dear listeners, from all of us here at RFI English. And many thanks to all of you who sent us your Christmas greetings. To Casey Sivaraj from the DLFDX Club in Tamil Nadu, India. From Jaisik Tivel of the Arctic DX Club, also in Tamil Nadu. From Wari Blip Porbini of the Radio Zeter Club in Barcelona, Spain. From Dr. AKM Monoruzaman and Samsun Islam Mu from the RFI Amur Fan Club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh. From Manju and Sunabharan Das from Nadia, India, and from Radhakrishna Pillai of Kerala, India. From Kamal Hossein of the Independent Radio Listeners Club in Faridpur, Bangladesh. From Mazhar Hashmi, the president of the Youth Star Listeners Club in Lahore, Pakistan. And from the entire RFI Kumi Central Listeners Club in Kampala, Uganda. And from Mohammed El Said Abd El Rahim of El Sharqia, Egypt, who wished RFI English continued success and lots of listeners united in peace and love. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, oh, oh! Merry Christmas!
Ready for the main course, my friends? I hope so, because it's time for the quiz. There was a supermoon on the 14th of November, so on the 19th of November, I asked you about it. The supermoon in November was different from other supermoons, and you were to write in and tell me why. The answer is, the supermoon in November was at its closest to Earth in 68 years. The last time the moon was that close to our planet was in 1948. That means that the moon was approximately 7% larger and 15% brighter. On average, the moon is about 238,900 miles away from Earth.
But November's supermoon was approximately 221,524 miles away. Did you get that? November 25th, 2034 is the next time a full moon will be that close to the Earth. In fact, it will be even closer. Rendezvous in 2034, listeners. The winners are Monsieur Carte Postale, Mr. Postcard himself, loyal listener and RFI Listeners Club member Jean-Maurice Devaux from Montreal, Canada, who always sends his quiz answers in on picture postcards. Joyeux Noël, Jean-Maurice. More RFI Listeners Club winners are on the list this week. My loving listener, S.J. Agbula from Ekiti State in Nigeria, P. Sivashan Mogum from Tamil Nadu in India, and Dosekafover Livinus Laffin from Baminda, Cameroon. Last but oh not even remotely least, beloved Samuel Francis from St. Catherine in Jamaica. Samuel is a This I Believe essayist and a contributor to the Sound Kitchen Cookbook. Merry Christmas, dear Samuel. Hearty congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's quiz is my Christmas present to you because it is so easy. When was our beloved RFI created? In what year was Radio France Internationale created by the French government? Not the post-colonial, which it replaced, but Radio France Internationale, as you hear it today. You have until the 30th of January to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 2nd of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. Dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with more Christmas music, and it's requested by Mohammed Likon from the Nilshagor RFI Fan Club in Nilfamari, Bangladesh, to help him celebrate his birthday. Happy birthday, Mohammed Likon. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
May your days, be merry and bright.
Where the treetops glisten, and there to listen, to hear babies in the shade. Yeah, dreaming of a white Christmas.
May your days be merry and bright. Christmas Eve.